time now for some talking birds.
The Bird Show. I like that. I love birds.
Ray Brown's Talking Birds.
Birds, they flap their wings, they lay eggs, they tweet. Same old, right? Well, Ray Brown, host of the radio show and podcast Talking Birds, is here to tell us about some of the stranger things birds do. He joins us from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Hiya.
Hi there, Lourdes. Yes, and they all have feathers.
They do indeed all have feathers. I forgot that one. Okay, so we're at the tail end of winter. You're here to tell us about a bird that acts more like a bear in winter. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, the bird is the common poor will. But it has a very uncommon characteristic. In fact, maybe a unique characteristic. Maybe the only bird in the world that hibernates as a bear does. They will go for long periods of time, weeks or more, in the winter without any food and just remain stock still. You could pick one up, put it back down again, it wouldn't even react. It's into such a deep torpor.
Incredible. And are they, where do they hide? I mean, it must be very easy to prey upon them in that state.
Well, they're so camouflaged that you could walk up to one in the daytime and really kind of look right at it and not even see it. That's how good the camouflage is.
Now that it's almost spring, though, other birds are coming out of their winter doldrums. What kind of birds can we expect to hear? Anything unusual?
There's a couple of shrikes here in the U.S. There's a northern shrike, a more northerly range, as the name would imply, and the loggerhead shrike further south. But these are amazing birds. They're songbirds, but they kind of think that they're hawks, because they act like raptors. I mean, they'll catch birds, lizards, small mammals. They have these very hooked bills. But the thing about them is, unlike hawks, they don't have talons, so they can't really hold on to their prey the way a hawk would. So what they do instead is they often will impale their prey on a thorn or a barbed wire fence or whatever is handy, and then they can disassemble their prey at that point.
I like it, the sociopath of the bird world. What else have we got? Weird birds.
Well, some of the other amazing attributes, I guess you could say, there's a bird called the American Dipper. It's described as North America's only true aquatic songbird. So unlike other songbirds, it actually catches all of its food underwater.
Oh.
Sometimes it will walk in streams. It'll walk with its head submerged. And sometimes it will actually go underwater. This is actually quite common. And sort of fly underwater and then walk on the bottom and actually probe under stones in the stream beds and get its prey that way.
And there's also a goose that flies pretty high up.
Yeah, pretty high would be,
an understatement.
Be a little bit of an understatement, I think. Yeah, the bar-headed goose. This is not a North American species. It's really a Central Asian bird, but it's one of several extremely high-flying birds. But as far as we know, the only one that has been spotted, if we believe mountaineers who've reported this, flying over Mount Everest.
Why would they, though?
Well, that's the question, because as scientists and researchers have pointed out, in many of those places they're flying, there are mountain passes where they could fly lower.
Exactly.
But they choose to fly at a higher level. Maybe it's like Everest, it's because it's there, or maybe they just like the view.
Ray Brown is the host of the radio show and podcast Talking Birds. He joined us from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lourdes.